So, this apparently is another edition of Hello Podcast. It looks like it will be a fairly focused one because we're here to talk about the new Morning Musume single.
Yes, we are.
The title of this thing is
Maji de Suka Suka? Something? I don't remember.
Maji Day?
I don't remember.
It's confusing because somebody put up one of the Hello Morning routines. No, I'm sorry, it was an Udaban
Yeah.
routine with where so what was it? Tsukasuki 7, or whatever it was, one of those random shuffle groups,
Oh, right.
were
Okay,
doing.
Desuka-suka.
And they were doing like the kids' routine, Maji Day, Maji Da, Maji Day, Maji Da, or whatever it is. So it's Maji Day, Suka Suka.
Yes, which does not mean a ska, despite what people have been saying, and I don't even know where they got this from, but it's not, and I'm just saying it's not at all.
So there's been a radio edit, or radio rep, I guess is the best better term. There's been a radio rep that's been posted up on jpopmusic.com bulletin board service Morning Musume subgroup. And I guess we can discuss what we think about such the radio rep.
I've been calling it Mikan too, and I stand by that, except it doesn't make me want to blow my head off, so.
Okay. You're thinking Mekon 2. I was thinking it was a sequel to another song, but not a Morning Musume song. It was actually a sequel to one of the shuffle group's songs. Coincidentally enough, a shuffle group that was in the same year as the one that had the group that was doing Maji Day, Maji Da, Maji Day Maja on Udaban. I was thinking that was the kind of a sequel to Be All Right.
Yeah, it almost sounds like that. I don't know. I just connected it to Mekon because I don't like Mekon and I like Be All Right. So I don't like it and I don't want to compare it to that.
Okay. But now they've also on Bijou Gaku this week put up a feature where Generation 9 was trying to learn the dance for Maji Desu Ka Suka.
Right, then we got into the whole Reese's awful thing, and yeah.
And they had a Rockettes kick line in the dance.
Girls' Generation?
Just like Be All Right.
Oh.
So, but unfortunately, when they showed some of the costumes for the promotional video and preview at the end of Bijou Gaku, they were not wearing Star Trek uniforms. Now that would have rolled.
Sunku's not really that creative anymore.
We can but dream. We can but dream. So, not to change the subject or anything, but this was kind of like breaking non-news that came up on the bulletin board within the last 6 hours. Someone has started a rumor. I see you saw the rumor.
Actually, it's been around for a few days.
Okay. That former Morning News MA Generation 4 member, Kago Ai, is supposedly going to do an adult video.
Under the same company as Disgrace, brother of Maki Goto.
Ah.
Yes. No one knows if either rumor is true, but we kind of think it would be awesome if they did a Morning with Sumei parody together.
Now, that would be ironic, considering that there has been a parody adult video in the past featuring two girls who were dressed up and styled to look like W.
I remember hearing about that.
So, that would be kind of a very strange full circle.
Maybe it sold really well, and I thought, you know, I might as well play myself. Not like she has much else going on, so why not?
Well, I think early in the year, there was some sort of a discussion over who would be the first former member of Morning News MA or Hello Project to do AV.
My bet was on Mika Todd back in the day, but nothing worked out. I figured she should just show up in some random porno and be like, hey, that's the girl from Morning Musume. And, you know, it would only be relevant to us, but...
Yeah, that would be kind of random, especially since she doesn't live in Japan anymore. Now,
that's for a year, and I guess she's too high class for it.
Now, it's conceivable that anyone could do porn, and certainly Mika is certainly good enough looking to do porn, but nobody in the United States, except for the hardest of the hardcore Oda, would make the connection if she did do a porno.
Yeah, so it'd just be a random porno, but, you know, we'd know, and it would sell really well in Japan for some reason, and...
I think my comment back then was that Maki Goto would be the first one to do an adult video, but it wouldn't raise any eyebrows because it would only be slightly more explicit than some of her promotional videos, and probably be very well shot and be very artsy.
Now, my guess for Maki was that she would be the one, when they finally released the Johnny Six tape, she would be the one in it.
The Johnny's porno?
Yeah, when like one of them finally had a sex tape released, she would be the one in it.
Wow.
Apparently, there was one point, like a few years, where they kind of just passed her around. I don't know. So.
Wow. Well, that possibility is certainly not implausible because of the connection with her brother.
Right.
And
I don't know if this is just like a Johnny's fan story that we pass around, or if everyone has heard the story about how her brother beat up Kame and kicked him out of their house in his underwear.
I believe that story might be immortalized in the Fanon or Canon thread.
Yes, because I talked about it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yes. For those listening who don't know, the Fanon or Canon thread is one of the threads on the J-pop music video, I'm sorry, jpopmusic.com bulletin board system morning musume subgroup, where we've collected dozens and dozens and dozens of concepts that fans swear by, which may or may not have been officially, quote unquote, vetted by Hello Project or some, quote unquote, reputable news source.
That was from Friday.
Ah.
Yeah, apparently Kame had got drunk and told the story himself. So, because he was talking about how much he hated Yuki and how he was glad he was in jail, and he's a loose mouth drunk.
Mm. Now, to really try to tie it all up with a truly out there kook theory, one of the big topics that is discussed on Fanon or Canon is the on what is the size and the augmentation thereof of Maki Goto's bosoms. And somebody put up many years ago, or a couple of years ago, or something, a picture from some concert where it looked like Maki Goto had a scar on her armpit. And I know that before, quote unquote, she had the operation, during a TV performance with Def Diva, if you like, freeze frame certain parts of the song, you can see that in two different points she puts up her arms, displaying each armpit, and there wasn't anything wrong with either armpit at that time. So my kook theory is that Maki has not had a boob job, but instead, since she was going out at the time of the incident with Yuki Goto's best friend, she was drawn into a life of crime. And to get to the warehouse with the where the electrical tape was, they had to scale a fence with barbed wire on top of it. And they all got over it, but on the way down, Maki had an accident and scarred her armpit. So
now
that's a typical kook theory.
Now, I personally think it was makeup in the Def Diva concert, and that she did have a good job.
Well, supposedly she had the boob job after the Def Diva single.
Right, it was between Glass No Plumps and Some Boys Touch or something like that?
It would be, actually there was...
There was a two-single comparison where it was like,
right,
this is without it and this is her with it.
Well, both Glass No Plumps and Some Boys Touch were after. And the previous single, the Glass No Plumps, was after.
Okay.
But the Def Diva song was before.
Right, so this is before How to Use Sexy era.
Yes. And I believe the Def Diva performance in question was also a couple months before the photo book that she shot in Hawaii.
Right. So, I'm trying to think what album this would be where this is like where she took the break or whatever, and I'm vaguely confused.
Well, she was out of Morning Musume for a while at that time.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be between solo albums.
Right, so it would probably be around the time of her best album.
Interesting. Now, speaking of idols with surprisingly full endowment, looking at the dance thing where they had the members, the older members of Morning Musume dancing with the Generation 9 girls.
Aika and Kan into the picture.
What was that again?
Aika and Kan into the picture together. And that's all I could think of because they were the ones with the boobs.
Kan and Aika, yeah. Now, Aika looks very disturbing now, in my opinion.
I'm her only fan, I guess.
She looks like a boy with boobs.
I am convinced that they don't make her up on purpose for some reason, maybe to make Risa look better, I don't know. But she always seems severely undermade out when you look at them in a line. It's like, they didn't even bother putting eyeliner on her, I don't know.
Well, here's another kook theory. Maybe Kame Eri isn't the only person who has a skin problem. that Aika has a skin problem which limits her ability to wear makeup, so that She can wear makeup for a concert, but she like wears makeup for like 3 days in a row. She starts having problems.
Well, that with the foot problem, she's just gonna be the sickliest Morning Musume ever.
Well, okay, that could be true, but she wouldn't be the sickliest HP girl, I guess, because Kina had a foot problem, and that led to her just simply leaving the company.
Right. And I'm still kind of suspicious on Eri's skin problem because she did like 12 photo books afterwards.
But I did remember somebody remarking on the photo books thread that some of the pictures in Eri's recent photo books look strange because it looks like they used a photographic technique of blowing out the contrast or something to hide Eri's like skin condition.
That's possible. If it was really getting worse to the point where she had to leave, like.
But on the other hand, there have been reports that Eri has contacted Sunk and said that her treatment is going very well.
Well, that's nice. But so, does that mean she's... Well, I didn't know if she really wanted to come back or she was just saying that. But if she called him, then maybe she does.
Well, I don't see her getting back into Morning Musume, but it'd be interesting to see if they would want to put her into Dream Musume at some point.
Well, there's a severe lack of soloists, so.
A severe lack of soloists in Dream Musume.
In Hello Project.
Oh, Hello Project, okay. Ah, I see.
If she came back, I would want her to be a soloist.
So she could be with Meno, Arena, and Kikiwaya Yu.
Yes.
Well, I'm still a little bit teary-eyed over the fact that they decided not to put Morisaki and Kikiwa into Morning Musume and just simply have, like, Generation 9 be this mammoth six-person unit.
I was really shocked about that, too, and I figured it was because they were going to put them in a group together, but I don't know.
Or maybe Mori can't sing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's hot, has a great body, but maybe she can't sing.
Well, as Star likes to say, it's not about singing.
That's true. But even though it's not about singing,
one Sayu is enough.
Well, one Koharu is enough too.
Yeah.
But even so, Koharu does know enough about singing to get by for a line or two.
Yeah, she. I don't know. I thought she got better, and then she got worse. By the time Resident Blue came out, she was terrible because of the voice acting. She started using the anime voice in Morning Musume.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, she was starting to get better than, you know, her debut single. Mm-hmm. But then she had this point where she just, like, dropped off a cliff in terms of singing.
Well, I guess the fanon explanation for that was that since Koharu was selling so many singles from her, Kirarin Revolution gig, that she started to believe that her poop didn't smell.
Well, the Kirin Revolution demographic was a little different than the Ota. Because now she's selling the kids, and she's really good at it. I think right now, with her, you know, being a kid idol, sort of mini Moni-ish, is good for her, and I like her in that role, but she wasn't doing anything good for Hello Project at all.
Yeah.
I really think they should have picked and choose. Like, if Eri couldn't be in it, if Eddie couldn't be in it, then Carter shouldn't have been in it.
Well, I'm sure that Dream Musume would have wanted Eri to be in it, but she's probably still having treatments.
That's true. And Lin and June are gone, and but still.
I'm sure they would have welcomed them as well, but they're not even in the country.
So, well, Lin really wanted to stay really bad. I don't know, maybe she had a Japanese boyfriend she didn't want to leave, but she was really upset about it. I could tell when I was watching their DVD, Lin and June's graduation DVD, she was just distraught. And June was kind of, like, not caring.
Or maybe Lin had a Japanese girlfriend.
It must have been I.
Well, that certainly seems to be a robust fan pairing these days. Oh, and the fan pairing angle would also explain Junjun's kind of like blasé attitude, like, there are girls in China too, you know?
Well, I was really interested in whether she and Sai really, like, really didn't get along. I know there have been little squabbles and whatnot, but when Sayu gave Junjun her flower, she was just sobbing. And she was like, I'm so sorry. Like, they really, really clashed a lot at first.
Hmm. Well, my own little take would be that Sayu and Jun probably had their differences backstage, but I think the big, like, blow up over the hairstyles, I would almost think that that was a work, just to try to pretend that they had heat between themselves.
Yeah, because they bring it up a lot. I don't remember what show it was exactly, but I remember Takamina was hosting. Mm-hmm. Co-host, and Sayu and Junjun were talking about the hairstyle thing, and Junjun was like, just had the face like, stop talking about that, I hate you, and it seemed kind of awkward.
Mm. Now,
of course, Aika didn't talk at all.
Yes, that is something that she probably needs to work on.
That should just be her gimmick. She doesn't talk. She's like me.
Well, one thing that has always bothered me about Aika is that when she does talk, her speaking voice is completely different than her singing voice.
It is. She has... It's very nasally. Her voice, her speaking voice, reminds me of Boa for some reason when she talks. And I think it's hilarious because it's not at all what you would expect her to sound like.
Yes, I think some people have commented that she sounds like an Osakan grandmother.
Yes.
But Shaiyu is getting into her head that she can be the playboy now.
That's true. But the thing about her is she's totally different from the way she is on TV. Apparently it upsets her that she has to be that way.
Hmm.
So I don't know if the differences will affect how she acts in Musume backstage type things. I don't know if that affects her Musume persona.
Hmm. Yes, and people wonder why I often compare Hello Project to a pro wrestling federation. Because at least with Sayu, there's a very obvious difference between her quote unquote in-ring personality and how she is backstage.
Yeah.
So if she was a wrestler, she would be this out of control heel who yells at the fans and says that she's going to rip off the ears of the baby faces. And then backstage, she's all giving people cookies and smiling.
I remember a couple of months ago, she gets in a lot of trouble for making comments, innocent ones too. She likes AKB. That was a huge thing for some reason. And I remember on one of Arashi's variety shows, she was a guest, and she called Matsumoto Jun ugly, which riled up his fangirls to know, and you have to be a very brave girl to call Matsumoto Jun ugly. And of course, I have to split up the fandom, and at some point when the fandom connects, it gets a little weird for me. But I was like, she didn't do anything, and they're just like, who is this girl anyway? Who's listened to Morning Musume in 10 years? And like, wait, I'm trying to defend her, and no one's trying to listen. Aww.
Yes, it is amazing how effective Sayumi can be at getting heel heat. even though she was part of one of the most popular tag teams of all time, Rainbow Pink.
Right. Right, Rainbow Pink. I just try to pretend that didn't happen. Because I don't hate Sayu as much as I used to. I'm warming up to her. I can almost say I like her. But I can't listen to her. Like, it's her solo on Platinum 9 disc, I think. It's You. I like the arrangement. I like the song. I listened to her sing it, and my ears started bleeding. I don't know what to do. Because I want to like her, but I just can't like what she does.
Maybe the ear bleeding is the point. I think though that Sayu does want to improve, but maybe she's just simply somebody who just doesn't have a lot of natural talent for singing.
Well, she never did. If we go back to the audition tapes.
Oh, okay.
She was the worst of 6 Gen by far. Mm-hmm. And Rena was not good at first. Rena was pretty terrible too, but Sayu just took it to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I have to wonder, is this why Hello Project is in the States and now? Mm-hmm. Maybe if she would take 2 or 3 more Maki Gotos per generation, maybe we'd be in better shape.
That's a interesting concept, but then again, let's take a look at Cute and Barry's Kobo. All of these were populated by quote unquote ringers. Like girls who had like spent almost all of their lives in show business.
That's true, but
half of them can't sing any.
Yeah, they were not.
At this point,
show business is. I mean, you don't have to sing. You can, you know, you can be a tarantula. You can. You don't have to sing to be an idol. But mm-hmm. when you base your whole company, off of idols who sing.
Mm-hmm.
You need a couple of singers.
Yeah.
I mean, I's gonna leave one day. We all knew I was gonna leave one day. Now what do we have? Really? I mean, Cute? I don't know.
Well, clearly, Raina's going to be the lead singer after I leave.
Yeah, and she's pretty good. She's definitely gotten a whole lot better. But I just think there should be someone who you can follow to be the really strong singer. I think that's why there's kind of a genre rut. Like back when, you know, the older generations, there were, it's all the same variety of idol pop right now. Back then there were more, you know, different inspired kind of stuff. And now every group sounds the same.
Mm.
So it's because the girls don't have any range at all.
Mm. Well, actually, maybe they think, though, that Riho is a ringer.
Maybe. I think she's a little overhyped. I like her, and I'm hoping, you know, that she lives up to what people think she will be, but I don't know. I can't say that I think she's super amazing right now.
Hmm. Well, she's 12 years old, so let's keep our fingers crossed that everything goes well for her.
Yeah, the twins were 12 too, and had something. I don't know. But
12,
I
13.
Don't, yeah. Okay. I mean,
but close enough.
Apparently, they were a lot of trouble, so maybe they were, and they certainly did turn out to be a lot of trouble in the long run. So,
yeah.
Maybe Riho's better off.
Yeah, maybe the worst thing that could happen to Riho and Cannon would be if they wound up in some sort of a subgroup that sells a million copies. I think that was a compelling reason for Yuko to quit.
Yeah, I do too. I think a lot of them, more than we know, quit because of reasons like that. I think with so many people, there had to be some sort of conflicts more often than we heard. But I also think the reason that I and Nono ended up the way they did, for better or worse, is because they were old and in W and acting like six-year-olds, and I'm sure they were tired of it. I'd be tired of it. I was tired of watching them do it.
Well,
and that's why Gangstamony happened.
Well, my own cook theory about how Ibon and Tsuji went wrong goes something like, they're stupid. Well, my kook theory about the top two is that they got into all sorts of trouble personally and professionally because they're not very bright. That they're dumb.
That's very plausible.
Now, I'm not saying that being dumb is a bad thing, because when you think about it, half of the population of the planet is below average.
Well, I mean, the way they ended up was nothing Hello Project had seen before, but in the idol world in general, it was kind of a common way to go down in scandal, so it never really fazed me as much, but I noticed that people who only follow Hello Project were like, why did she, oh my god, oh my god. But if you follow idols in general, then it's kind of like, even like signed under random talent agencies, is kind of common. And I think that if management didn't make such a big deal of it, I think the media wouldn't have. Well, not the first time anyway.
And now, okay, allegedly Ibon is going to do adult video.
I believe it. There was that one photo book that was pretty much one step to it.
Now, I think a couple months ago, just as a humor piece, I tried to write a script for a W porno film, which involved, I guess, both Ibon, which involved Ibon being taken over by some evil monster and turned bad, and then she gets her friend Tsuji kidnapped by the evildoers, and then Tsuji is rescued by Ultraman. But Ultraman runs out of energy while fighting one of the monsters, so Tsuji has to help Ultraman in a way you can probably guess. And in the way that the big evil is controlling Ibon is by blowing cigarette smoke in her face.
I you know what? I don't understand why Ibon didn't just become a voice actress. I really feel like that's something she could have done that would have just, you know, been a lot classier. Oh, no. I just could think of so many things that, so many ways I guess she could quote unquote redeem herself that didn't involve sleazy photo books and and bad jazz.
I actually haven't been following her jazz career.
It wasn't bad as far as squeaky Japanese girl singing jazz covers, but it was just bad in its own way of
Now, how would you compare it to Aya Matsuura's jazz incursions?
Now, I remember she did post on her blog about maybe 3 days ago how she had met up with Mika Todd while Mika was in Japan at lunch. And I remembered Mika also had a jazz album, so maybe they can collaborate and make some mediocre jazz together. And
but supposedly Mika Todd's father is a real jazz musician.
Right, yes.
So maybe Father Todd would actually kick their asses until they actually did something
that
was good.
That would be nice. Then she could be legitimate and, you know.
Yes, Mr. Todd in Unai Sensei.
Yeah. I've missed meeting Kago so many times. I always, like, when they say she'll be at so-and-so place, and I'm like, oh, I'm around here, and then I realize it's an hour before she's going to be there, and that upsets me every time.
Well,
the way she meets, anyway.
Well, she has to do what it takes to feel real.
Yeah.
And if doing porn is what it takes, then, you know, that's what
right.
it takes.
Now, she hasn't addressed this yet, and I don't know if anyone's tweeted it to her yet, but she is in the habit of answering tweets, so maybe someone will and she'll answer.
Interesting. Well, now, suppose Ibon tweets back and says, oh, that's just a rumor. That's some other girl named I that they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. I would never do that unless it was a critical point in the script.
Right. Now, more interesting would be if it was I, as in leader of Morning Musume I, and the first thing she does the second she graduates is go to a porno.
Now normally I would dismiss that out of hand, but having listened to Morning Musume Five Stars radio show for the past 5 or 6 weeks or so, I's taste in music is kind of strange. For a Japanese girl. Well, she's been banging stuff like Shorty Got Low.
No! Here's the thing. How do I put this? You know how there's that whole B-boy, cool Asian scene here in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
I would be a part of that.
Ah. Now,
she, like, I mean, not Musume I, but I, as in herself, when she's just speaking for and as herself, she definitely seems like one of those idols who are cool in the sense of being just cool, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember there was some fan art that came out about 5 years ago or so? It was part of the anti-Takahashi or the Trollahashi movement that had it was like a fake CD cover.
Oh yes, I've actually been looking for it. I've had so many occasions where I've wanted to use it, and I'm like, why don't I have the save? I do.
For those who haven't seen it, It's a picture of Takahashi Ai dressed, I think in like coveralls or something, holding a gas pump
Post-it.
And like it, and it's supposed to be this gangster rap CD.
Reason I wouldn't like say like she hangs around those places are because they're fairly well covered by other fandoms. They've had habits of posting every celebrity they can find on like websites and stuff. So if she was really into that whole late night Roppongi thing, she'd probably have been called by now.
Or else she's very good at disguising herself.
Very good at it. Yes. Either she's very good at it, or she's a Shibuya girl.
trying to think of what else has been going on in the news with a Z at the end.
Well, we do have the Untitled 46 single.
Ah, yes.
Which I'm hoping, since I compared Maji Desuka to Mikan, I'm hoping the 46th single will be Resonant Blue.
Ah. I believe on that thread, someone came up with the opinion that it was going to be thrash metal or something like that.
Yeah, I think they'll either get to 49 or 50 before I leave. And I think the 50th single is going to be something big and promoted. And I think there's going to be another album to go with it. Best album. Or at the very least, a very put-together single.
Well, I think it would make sense to have Ai's last single be the 49th. And then the 50th
would be like
the first one of the post-Takahashi era.
Yeah, which would be the Tanaka era, even though she's not in a leadership role at all, and she won't be for a while. But
that doesn't matter because, I mean, Morning Musume has had long periods of time where neither their leader or co-leader or sub-leader were lead singers.
Yeah.
And Ida Korin and Mari Yaguchi were only very, 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 very occasionally lead singers.
That's true. I think with this group, well, looking... When we got the radio rip, someone had color-coded the lyrics, and it looks like they're going for more of a balance now, but I think this particular group, it would be best if they balanced it out, because if Ai's gone, there's honestly no ace. Rena is popular because she's popular, but I don't think she's necessarily a better singer than Risa is, and Sayu's just terrible, so...
Yes, but Sayu and Rena... unfortunately, are incredibly over with the Oda. And if you look at, I think on one of the threads, they put out a Mixi popularity poll or something.
I just saw that. Yeah.
It was like Takahashi, Tanaka, and Mishishigi, the enormous drop-off between Reina...
I mean, it's definitely a visibility thing, though. Mm-hmm. Reina had Uta no Rakun, and Sayumi is always somewhere, and Ai's established.
Right.
So...
Well, also Tanaka had, like, the... the Kaito Rainia anime.
Right. I had actually, a couple of weeks ago, had finally checked that out. It was actually pretty cute, and she was better than I expected, and it really fit her personality.
And Rinda, and even before she did like the voice acting stuff and stuff like that, she was actually really, really over even before she did anything. That she got over just because of her looks.
Right. I think it would be good for Reina to start doing things like the Tokyo Girls collection, since she's the fashionable one, so to speak. I think, you know, that's something they should push her in, like they push all those AKB girls into. I haven't, in the past 5 months, I haven't seen a Japanese fashion magazine that didn't have an AKB girl in it. And I think, you know, they should at least start something like that or try.
I think I would agree with that.
I remember a few singles ago they were trying to push the female fan base, and that occurred to me as the best way to do it.
But on the other hand, I could see them getting more mileage or oomph or whatever out of pushing Reina in photo spreads in like punk rock magazines.
That's true.
Because she doesn't have like her sense of fashion is way more edgier and trashier than your typical fashion magazine.
Right. Well, I mean, in all honesty, Reina would just go to the Garo magazine. She would go to Jelly, or not necessarily like Vivi or Vogue Japan. She'd probably go to Jelly or Egg or, you know, what they do, spreads of various fashions or something like that. Because I couldn't see a devoted, like, punk rock fashion magazine opening up to a Hello Project girl just because, you know.
Although I did see that one of the Hello Project magazine DVDs, they had some sort of a shoot with Reina and a couple of truckers.
That's appropriate.
I was just watching the whole thing. I was saying, oh my gosh, they're promoting Reina as a truck stop rat.
Well, didn't they used to, well, I don't know, maybe this wasn't a Hello Project girl, but one of them had become a race queen or something, had started doing that kind of thing, so.
Okay.
Maybe that was an AKB girl. I can't keep them straight anymore.
That often happens when you're doing podcasts, that you have all these great ideas and they're just outside of the reach of your consciousness. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
jpopmusic.com.
Bulletin board system.
Morning Musume subforum.